Welcome to 9-5 Mac Daily for Friday, October 11th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9-5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Day One. Apple made macOS Catalina available to the public earlier this week, and it makes it easier for developers to port their iPad apps to the Mac. Twitter is joining the club today with a new Catalyst version of its iPad app that's now available on the Mac App Store. The return of Twitter to the Mac was a big deal when Apple revealed its full plans for Catalyst back at WWDC in June. Naturally, Twitter missed the macOS Catalina launch day, but the app is now rolling out via the App Store. The Twitter for Mac app should be very familiar to anyone who has used the Twitter for iPad app. It features a similar interface, but with some tweaks to help it fit in on macOS. There's also support for dark mode, meaning that the Twitter app will automatically switch between light and dark interfaces based on your macOS system setting. That's not to say the Twitter for Mac app isn't without its downfalls. There's no support for multiple columns, which would be especially useful on large screen Macs. And there's also no support for streaming, which means you have to manually refresh every time you want to see new tweets. Twitter offered a dedicated Mac application for several years, but dropped support for it last year and pointed users towards the web instead. In a blog post over the summer, Twitter explained that the Mac Catalyst platform makes it easier for the company to support both Mac and iOS. Ideally, this means Twitter will support its new Mac app for a long time to come. If you want to give the Twitter for Mac app a try, it's available now on the Mac App Store. In other news, Apple is in the midst of its efforts to build its own in-house 5G modems. While the 2020 iPhone is expected to feature 5G, it will use modems from Qualcomm as Apple perfects its own technology. Fast Company Today reports that Apple is on an aggressive timeline to ship its own 5G modems by 2022. Even with Apple's recent $1 billion acquisition of Intel's modem business, that's an optimistic goal. The report explains that the process of designing and manufacturing Apple's first modem will be a complex task. In addition to fabricating a functioning chip, Apple will then have to go through lengthy certification and FCC approvals. A report earlier this year said that Apple had plans to ship iPhones with its own modems as soon as late 2021. But it only takes one small slip-up for that timeline to be delayed to 2022. And even today, Fast Company says that a slip to 2023 is not out of the question. One of Apple's goals for its in-house design is to unify the modem with the processor and everything else inside an iPhone. However, the report quotes a source who says that that effort may have to wait for future generations of Apple's custom modems and will not be something that happens at launch. Getting 5G in the 2020 iPhones was secured by Apple's multi-billion dollar settlement with Qualcomm, which has a term of 6 years and an option to extend. That arrangement gave Apple a runway to work on its own custom modem designs, while also shipping Qualcomm-powered 5G iPhones in the interim. 9-5 Mac Daily this week is brought to you by Day One, the award-winning journal app that redefines journaling on your iPhone, iPad, and Mac, and is used by many of us here at 9-5 Mac. Day One is a journaling app that is actually fun and simple to use. Not only can you write text entries, but it also allows you to capture so much more, with support for photos, videos, links, drawings, and audio recordings. Secure Cloud Sync keeps your entries up to date across iPhone, iPad, and Mac, and with end-to-end encryption and on-device Face ID and passcode protection, entries stay private. If you're wondering what you'll write, the new Templates Gallery gives you helpful prompts to get started, and if you're not a fan of writing, the Apple Watch app is a fantastic audio recorder. Day One is one of the must-have apps for iPhone, iPad, and Mac, and you can download it for free on the App Store or at dayoneapp.com. My thanks to Day One for supporting 9-5 Mac Daily. To round out this week, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9-5 Toys for some of the best deals on Apple products today.
This weekend's best deals at 9-5 Toys include Apple Watch Series 4 at up to $159 off as Amazon rolls out significant discounts on both GPS and cellular models. While we're on the topic of Apple Watch, you can pick up official bands from Apple as low as $23 over at Amazon as well, which is well over 50% off the regular going rate. And finally, Apple's first generation AirPods are under $100 over at Costco. If you can't find them in stores, a $5 delivery fee will be tacked on at checkout. Of course, you'll find all of today's best deals over at 9to5toys.com, and make sure you're following us on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of our favorite deals or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. My thanks to Day One for supporting the show this week. Sponsors like Day One help us keep making 9to5 Mac Daily 5 days per week. As always, if you like the show, it's tremendously helpful to us if you subscribe in Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'd also appreciate it if you left us a rating and a review to help more people find the show. Read all of the stories mentioned today on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.